The president of the Columbia River Postal Workers Union says she and her members were shocked and outraged by sweeping federal reforms to Canada Post, calling the move a betrayal that triggered the nationwide strike now entering its second week. Heather Woods, president of CUPW Columbia River Local 716, said the union met with Government Transformation Minister Joel Lightbound on September 19 and received no warning about the scale of changes announced less than a week later. The federal government's September 25 announcement included the elimination of door-to-door delivery for millions of households and the potential closure of thousands of rural post offices. Minister Lightbound gave no indication of the drastic measures he planned to implement only days later, but said he had the utmost respect for postal workers, Woods said in a statement. "This is no way to show it." Woods said local members and postal workers across the country immediately escalated job action in response, launching a nationwide strike on September 24. "Postal workers are on the picket lines across Canada, fighting for our public postal service, fair living wages, job security, and against drastic changes to our working conditions," she said. Woods also pushed back on the narrative that worker compensation is driving Canada Post's financial losses. She pointed instead to corporate spending, citing Canada Post CEO Doug Ettinger's 2023 statement that the Crown Corporation was investing significantly in our future, to the tune of about $750 million a year. "These upgrades, some of which are needed and important, do not come without cost," Woods said. Shifting blame onto workers for the deficit is misguided and misleading to the public. Local 716 represents 85 members working in the major post offices in Trail, Castlegar, Rossland, and Grand Forks, as well as members in smaller rural offices in Fruitvale, Christina Lake, and Rock Creek. Canada Post has reported more than $5 billion in operating losses since 2018 and is on track to lose $1.5 billion in 2025. A $1 billion federal bailout was issued earlier this year. The reforms announced by the federal government include converting the remaining 4 million door-to-door addresses to community mailboxes, lifting a long-standing moratorium on rural post office closures, reducing delivery standards, allowing more frequent stamp price increases, and shifting non-urgent mail from air to ground transport. Lightbound has said the reforms are necessary to avoid repeated federal bailouts and to create a financially sustainable national postal service. But Woods argues the solution lies in expanding Canada Post's mandate, not cutting jobs and services. "Postal workers believe Canada Post can be a profitable corporation if revenue-generating services are expanded," she said. She also expressed frustration over stalled negotiations with Canada Post, which have now dragged on for nearly 2 years. Woods said the union is waiting for Canada Post to return to the table with a new offer following the federal announcement. "We have been frustrated by our employers' stalling tactics and the government intervention throughout the process," she said. "Postal workers need a new, negotiated collective agreement so we can get back to work and serve those who rely on our important public service." Canada Post said on September 26 that it is reassessing its contract proposals and will present new offers as soon as possible. The corporation said CUPW's August counter-offer would add more than $2.8 billion in new operating costs over 4 years and limit flexibility to modernize. Woods said postal workers remain committed to serving the public, but won't accept being sidelined while major decisions about their work and the future of the postal service are made without them.